hour's drive southwest of Madrid, I pull into a tiny town square filled with songbirds and an outsized Catholic church where Eduardo Sousa and Diego Labordet are waiting.
Sí, Diego.
Hola, Eduardo. Yo soy Eduardo Sousa.
Encantado. Soy Lauren.
Eduardo is a fifth-generation Spanish farmer, and Diego is a migratory bird expert, a PhD ecologist and college professor. A few years ago, they came up with what they say is an ethical, sustainable way to make foie gras, fatty goose liver, a delicacy in Europe. And they've since become the darlings of the culinary world. We amble across Eduardo's 1,200-acre goose farm, and he explains.
Hombre, el mercado francés es brutal. Yo por lo que veo en internet y según nos cuentan los propios productores.
The market for foie gras in Europe is incredible, and producers in France are making millions of kilos a year. That's another world from what we do here. They have problems with animal abuse because there's pressure to produce so much.
Y siempre queremos más y más y más, y no, no sé.
Most foie gras production uses gavage, force feeding, a brutal practice in which tubes are forced down the geese's throats and their stomachs pumped with more grain in a couple of weeks than they would ever eat in a lifetime. Their livers grow 10 times bigger with large deposits of fat, which makes foie gras so rich. But it's been banned in at least 20 countries because of this practice. Eduardo and Diego set out to get around that ban by making foie gras in a natural, sustainable way. Eduardo says it's nothing new. It's actually the production method used in Spain more than 500 years ago, before the Spanish Inquisition.
Y claro, fueron en
1492, Spain expelled the Jewish family that lived on this land, and the church took their land. 300 years later, my family bought it back from the church. We revived the old Jewish family's tradition. They used to raise geese on this land.
Cultura gastronómica tan importante la heredamos de ellos, de los sefardíes. Hola, bonita.
Eduardo calls out to his 2,000 geese like children as he walks through the rolling green hills here, dotted with olive trees and oaks. The geese roam free, they're not housed in coops. In fact, the farm hardly has any buildings at all. Instead of force-feeding, the geese fatten themselves up naturally, doubling their body weight in just a few weeks to prepare for their annual migration. Diego, the migratory bird expert, explains.
El ciclo natural del anserance, del ganso silvestre.
The natural cycle for the wild goose of Europe is to spend the winter in the south of Europe or North Africa, and then spend the summer in Denmark, Sweden, Norway, north of Germany, parts of Russia and Ukraine. They stop here en route south in October to eat and gain energy for the migration to Africa. But lots of them never leave because they find such a good habitat here.
Geese are adaptable, he says, and they eat whatever the environment provides. Foie gras from Denmark has a fishy taste because the geese eat seafood there. Here in Spain, they feed on calorie-rich acorns, olives, figs, and seeds. Unlike big commercial foie gras farms, where geese are slaughtered every few weeks for their liver, here it happens only once a year, usually in October, with the first chill of autumn on the night of the new moon.
Aquí.
También, también. Entonces nosotros, muy sencillo.
Eduardo shows me into a little stone house on his property where the foie is actually made. He uses the word sacrifice to describe the slaughter of geese.
Ellos se quedan hipnotizados, se quedan en un estado de hipnosis.
We paralyze them with flashlights. They become hypnotized by light at night. It's an ancient practice. Hunters here use the same tactic. The birds seem like they're asleep. Then we sacrifice them with a knife. It happens very quickly and they don't suffer.
Todo totalmente ético y el animal podemos garantizar que no sufre en ningún momento nada.
Feathers are plucked for goose down. Some of the meat is cured like Spanish ham. And the goose livers are seasoned and boiled for about 20 minutes in glass jars, the same jars in which they're sold. A bell rings in the farmhouse. It's time to try some.
Sí.
Vas luego sola, tú por ahí.
Ah, y grabar mucho. Sí.
As the caretaker of the farm strums flamenco on his guitar, we gather around the fireplace and sample some of last fall's batch of foie gras. It's smooth, rich, and to me tastes somehow even better because I'm on this farm where it's made, watching mist roll down over green hills. Its flavor has hints of all the wild herbs, olives, and fruits the geese themselves have eaten on those hills. Farm's caretaker and resident flamenco guitar player, Domingo Diaz Escudero, has a theory about food and music.
Que los cantes tienen el aroma y el sabor de cada tierra.
Songs have the smell and flavor of the land they're from, the unique local traditions. That's just like our geese, they're part of nature. So in a way, it's not exportable. It's authentically from here, our music and our food.
Auténtico y genuino del sitio donde se ha creado, donde ha nacido.
Me gusta ver el ganado cuando va de recogida.
A few years ago, this foie gras won the Coup de Cœur, a coveted French gastronomy award, like the Olympics for foodies. That caught the attention of a famous New York chef, Dan Barber, who visited Eduardo Sousa's farm and gave a TED talk afterward.
I went to Spain a few months ago, and I had the best foie gras of my life, the best culinary experience of my life. Because what I saw, I'm convinced, is the future of cooking.
Barber described the utter simplicity of how this foie gras is made, how it's timeless. He called it transformative and sustainable. His TED talk went viral, and Eduardo Sousa's sales skyrocketed.
This was always just a hobby for my family, but ever since the visit of Dan Barber, I've started getting orders from my foie from all over the world.
He sells every gram of foie he makes, and there's quite a long waiting list, too. A small jar costs 200 euros because it's produced only once a year, from about 1,600 geese every autumn, which allows for natural repopulation of his flock and plenty of food for the others. He takes only what nature allows. Sousa recently signed a deal with Celebrity Cruises to provide foie gras on high-end cruise boats. He has a website, but the only place you can buy in person is a tiny storefront in a village near the Spain-Portugal border. He took me there to show me, and just as we arrive, we meet a Spanish-American couple who've made pilgrimage here all the way from San Francisco.
We just watched it on TED Talks, and then I made him stop here on the way to Madrid, and I'm just really excited to see the product.
U.S. tourist Allegra Cabilon says she wanted to taste what the chef Dan Barber called the best foie gras of his life.
I think it's great that it's more of a natural product. And yeah, we have a lot of farmers markets in San Francisco and the surrounding area. So we try and get vegetables and things from there. This is more of a product towards that.
The tourists ask to take selfies with Eduardo Sousa and buy several jars of his foie gras. They'll have to eat it before they head home, though. Customs rules won't allow them to bring it into the United States. This special foie gras is sold, for now, in Europe only. But Eduardo is awaiting a certificate to sell it in North America soon. Lauren Freyer, DW, in rural Badajoz, Spain.
No, he tomado una foto. Así que está bien.